Texas AG launches investigation into Beto O'Rourke's political group's financial support of quorum-breaking Democrats. By Bob Price on August 6, 2025. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the investigation into whether Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke's political group's contributions to the House Democratic Caucus members are breaking the law. The investigation could lead to bribery charges if the state can prove the group is paying legislators not to exercise their vote on the measure to redistrict Texas's congressional seats. Any Democrat coward breaking the law by taking a Beto bribe will be held accountable, Attorney General Paxton said in a Wednesday afternoon statement. Texas cannot be bought. I look forward to thoroughly reviewing all of the documents and communications obtained throughout this investigation. These jet-setting runaways have already lost public trust by abandoning our state, and Texans deserve to know if they received illegal bribes to do it. Paxton accused O'Rourke's group, powered by People, of running a financial influence scheme that convinced Texas Democrat to flee the state and said he will investigate any Democrat coward breaking the law by taking a Beto bribe, the Texas Tribune reported. The Texas AG utilized a request to examine statute to demand documents from the group and their communications. The Texas Tribune wrote. The Tribune first reported powered by People's leading financial role in the Democrats' quorum break operation, with the George Soros-backed Texas Majority PAC playing a coordinating role in soliciting donations from deep-pocketed party donors. It remains unclear who these donors are. This investigation is just the latest development in Paxton's attack against Democrats, whose seats he will ask a court to declare vacant if the caucus does not return to Austin by Friday. Earlier this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered Texas Rangers to investigate the Texas House Democrat legislators who fled the state to break quorum and stop the vote on the congressional redistricting plan, Breitbart Texas reported. Related articles. Texas House Democrats flee state in order to block GOP redistricting plan. Governor Abbott to Texas House Dems, show up to work Monday or be fired. Governor Abbott orders arrest of Texas's delinquent House Democrats. Texas governor orders criminal investigation of House Democrats for possible bribery charges. FBI asked to assist Texas authorities in locating, arresting Texas House Dems who fled the state. Texas Republicans issue arrest warrants for Democrats who fled state to evade redistricting vote. More than four dozen Texas House Democrats fled the state. Abbott files lawsuit to start removal derelict Democrat Texas House members who fled state to block redistricting bill. Any Democrat who solicited or accepted funds to break quorum may have violated bribery laws, Abbott wrote in a post on social media. Texas Rangers must quickly send any findings to the appropriate prosecutors. Today, I ordered the Texas Rangers to immediately investigate fleeing Texas House Democrats for potential bribery and any other potential legal violations connected to their refusal to appear for a quorum, conduct business, and cast votes, Governor Abbott said in a statement provided to Breitbart. That investigation should extend to anyone who aided or abetted such potential crimes. Tuesday night, Abbott filed a lawsuit in the Texas Supreme Court to begin the process of vacating the seats of the legislators who fled and refused to return to their constitutional duties. Today I took emergency action to begin the removal from office of derelict Democrat Texas House members who refused to show up for the special session, Governor Abbott, R., wrote in a post on Tuesday. The governor filed the suit directly with the Texas Supreme Court to quickly make clear the authority I have to bring the lawsuit for removal of legislators from their offices. Abbott wrote a letter to the Texas Supreme Court about his action of filing directly with the state's top court, bypassing the district and appellate courts. The governor cited Section 22 of the Texas Constitution and court precedent for his actions. Late Tuesday night, the Supreme Court requested a response from the respondent, Chairman Gene Wu, no later than Friday, August 8. At 5 p.m. the case number for the emergency petition for writ of quo warranto is 25-0674. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.